This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
If you worked in a company and that company was about to go under and your boss just kept on pretending like everything was great until finally everything just fell apart, would you be grateful to him for making things sound better than they really were? No, probably not. In the same way, if you're a boss and you've assigned a group of people a project and they pretend like everything's going great in it, and the deadline comes, and they're completely unprepared, you wouldn't be happy about that, would you? What we appreciate in life is being told the truth, being told things the way they are. Yet somehow, when it comes to religion these days, it seems like all people want to talk about is how everybody's okay, everything'll work out all right in the end. But reality is not like that. The reality is that God is a righteous God. He's a good judge. A good judge doesn't just say, okay, never mind, if someone's done something wrong, and say it'll all be just okay. No, a good judge holds people accountable for their actions. And the good judge of the entire universe is going to bring this world to judgment one day. That's what we're looking at this week. Our topic is the end is coming. And yes, it is. We're looking in 2 Peter in the Bible, chapter 3. Yesterday we saw that this whole world is temporary and that that day of judgment is on its way. We pick up with verse 8 today, and Peter says, "But do not let this one fact escape your notice, beloved, that with the Lord, one day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years like one day. The Lord is not slow about his promise," that is, his promise to return and judge this world. "The Lord is not slow about his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing for any to perish, but for all to come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come, like a thief, in which the heavens will pass away with a roar, and the elements will be destroyed with intense heat, and the earth and its works will be burned up." Well, if God is so righteous, and people deserve judgment, and he's a good judge who doesn't overlook things, why hasn't he destroyed the world already? God hasn't destroyed this world in judgment yet, because he wants more people to have a chance to turn to him and be saved. Yes, God is just. He will judge this world. But do you know, judging people, condemning people, is the last thing he wants to do. What he wants to do is to forgive people. And yet he can't just blithely forgive them as if they hadn't done anything. He's the good judge. So what he did was pay the most incredible, terrible price when Jesus died on the cross to make a way to preserve his justice, which he carried out on Jesus for us on our behalf, so that we could find forgiveness, that we have to come to him through the way he has provided. Otherwise, we still face his judgment. You know, 2,000 years may seem like a long time to us for God to bring his promised judgment, but thousands of years mean nothing to God, who exists outside of time. What does mean a lot to God are the souls of people. God's justice is dragging us ever closer to that day of the Lord when he makes all things right. But his mercy that we could never measure is holding that day back for a little bit longer to give more people time to find his forgiveness. Let's join him in inviting people to find protection from judgment in Jesus Christ. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.